Well, folks, here we are again. It's Captain Josh and Robert Lukowitz here with your weekly fishing report, which seems to be happening about every 2 weeks. That seems about right.
Yeah. Hey, it costs them absolutely nothing.
That's right. Costs you nothing. We're getting to it when we get to it. And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So sorry.
What do we expect?
I think we expect to have a weekly fishing report weekly. We used to do that, you know.
We used to, but life gets in the way.
We might do it weekly again. We might not. We might stretch it out to every 3 weeks.
We'll be consistently inconsistent.
Exactly. And you'll take it and be happy with it.
It's the best we can do.
So, this, of course, is the area fishing report in which we go place by place and we talk about some different spots, starting with way on up the river, moving out to the Gulf of Mexico piece by piece, exploring the Gulf, then turning around and coming right back in and going up the other side. And that's what we're going to begin doing right now.
Sounds like a good idea.
Let's kick it off with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, Shell Creek. What do we got going on up there, Bob?
Well, it's been raining a lot up there. The gar have been really active, and there has been some juvenile tarpon, but they're moving all over the place, so there's not one spot that's been better than another. Personally, if you happen to live up the river as you're heading out, look for that stuff, but don't plan on going up there to look for that stuff, because it is not that great.
Okay. But it's worth it if you're already there.
Yes, if you're already there. But I wouldn't go there from here, personally.
Okay. Moving down the river, the Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
Kind of the same thing. Hasn't been a whole lot of activity there. Heard of a couple bull sharks, a couple of black drum, and a couple of very small snook and tarpon. But not something that's worth jumping up there for. You know, if you live there, passing through, sure, look at it. Worthwhile for that, but not very long.
All right, what do you think about the 41 bridges?
41 bridges doing a little bit better. You got still getting a couple oddball Spanish mackerel, not consistently, but enough where it's, if you're there, it's not too bad. Been some black drum, some nice snook at night, been some juvenile tarpon there, first light in the morning. And they are still catching an occasional cobia, both from the bridge itself and the pier right there adjacent to it, and a few boaters even. But it is starting to slow down.
Well, I think it already started to slow down a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing a continuation of the slowdown.
Correct.
Okay. But would you think that if I said I'm going to go here and I'm going to target a cobia, is that a plan, or is that something that's like, well, you really missed your window there, buddy?
Pretty much. You missed your window. There's a possibility, but I wouldn't be going there to spend my time if I was in a boat.
Dig it. How about the Lashley Pier?
Kind of the same scenario. There's been some snook there at night. A couple small bull sharks being caught there also. But overall, that's about all I've heard about. I haven't heard of anything else exceptional.
So, pretty slow?
Pretty slow.
Pretty slow.
Plus, they're setting it up for fireworks over there and everything else, so it's going to be kind of a little goofy getting in and out of there for the parking, I think.
Indeed.
And I heard they're doing two sets of fireworks, like Sunday and Monday or something over there.
Are they? I have paid zero attention to that, unfortunately. I've been otherwise occupied.
Somebody said one of them was like Fisherman's Village and the other one was going to be Lashley, but I don't know.
Gotcha. How about the Bayshore Pier?
I've got nothing there. I've got nothing there at all this week. Even the day I drove by, there was actually a guy out there fishing, but I haven't heard of anything.
You didn't stop and ask him?
No, I didn't feel like taking
a walk out there. Are you even taking this report seriously, Robert?
At this moment, no.
Okay.
Plus, I don't go actively out finding these people for the spots. I ask questions while I'm in here.
You're not out chasing them down?
No.
You don't see a guy with fishing rods in his truck and stop him and say, hey, where have you been fishing? What have you been catching?
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Come on.
Although I could probably start a YouTube channel like that. There's that one kid that makes a lot of money by running up to people in their fancy cars asking them that.
Yeah?
And he's making an exceptional amount of money. He probably drives one of those fancy cars now.
This is an excellent idea. I'm glad that I helped you think of it. What's my cut?
Well, you're the one that's going to have to edit it and everything else.
So. I'm also the one that's going to have to drive you around.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
Feeling like my cut may be like 70% at this point.
Pretty much.
But you'll be the face on camera.
Oh, great.
Because you're the pretty one.
Uh-huh.
All right, the Port Charlotte Canal, saltwater, and brackish.
Oh, let's see. They're getting quite a few small snook. Big black drum have been cruising through there in some schools. We've had a school up and down our canal for the last week, maybe even longer now. But I'm hearing of them in several other canals. Juvenile tarpon, scattered, and some small jacks.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, it's definitely not great by any stretch, but if you're lucky enough to live there in that canal system when you're coming out to go somewhere else, fish it. If you live on the water, give it a try.
Am I correct in assuming that the black drum would be the top choice?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. When they've all been big fish, they're all in that 25-plus pound range.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Dead baits on the bottom, or are they hitting soft plastics?
They're hitting soft plastics. They're hitting soft plastics. They're eating a lot of crabs, too. I mean, people are catching them on crabs and frozen shrimp, but we've been catching them mostly on paddle tails.
Always fun.
Yeah.
Hey, get me a picture of the paddle tail in his mouth.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of people still have this idea, because we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. where when we talked about black drum prior to this year, we mm-hmm. really talked about natural bait being what you wanted to use.
Right.
And you can catch them artificial, but it's not the normal situation. And now things have changed a little bit. So I think that, you know, showing people, here's what they're actually eating, here's proof that they're biting on these soft plastics, because we've drilled it into people so well, and I'm giving you credit for that, really.
Mm-hmm.
And now some of them are having a hard time believing that they actually will eat an artificial.
Right. But I think it's a lack of blue crabs as part of it, that they're not having as many chances to be picky.
Oh, no, I fully agree with that.
I think that's definitely a sum of part of it.
Yeah, we've been taking as many blue crabs as we can because the Chesapeake is having problems with crabs again. So
yeah. Yep.
We need to supply as many as we can for up there.
All right.
Because it's not Maryland if you don't eat a crab.
Yeah, from Florida.
Well, we're not going to tell that. Shh, secret.
Uh-huh. Top secret.
How about the El Joe Pier?
There's been some snook there at night. Been a few bigger snapper there at night. And then juvenile tarpon first thing in the morning. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet. I'm not hearing much else right there off the pier itself.
Okay.
But that's normal this time of year.
But again, that doesn't sound like a great report, so maybe not the greatest place to go hang out.
If I was going to go at night, I wouldn't mind. But during the daytime, nope.
Gotcha.
Not going to waste the time doing it.
All right, Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Spanish mackerel, a few cobia, a couple of sharks, and then over in the north end of the Myakka cutoff, there has been still a few peanut snook and a couple of redfish. Other than that, that's about it.
Peanut snook.
Little peanuts. Little 15 to 20 inchers, which is fun.
Peanuts.
For a minute.
Yep. Barely even big enough to be reproductive males.
Right.
South Gulf Cove canals.
Zero.
Zero fish or zero reports?
Zero reports.
An important distinction.
Yes.
Well, then tell me about the west wall.
Let's see. You got some snook and redfish along the west wall, mostly up under the bushes. Dead bait seems to be working exceptionally well.
Do they care what it is? Can I throw a hot dog?
Probably. I mean, I think you'll catch more catfish on that than you will anything else, but they've been getting them on cut mullet, cut ladyfish, frozen shrimp. A couple guys have been catching them on blue crabs. You know, even the snook have been eating the blue crabs. So, they're getting them on a mixed variety of dead stuff over there.
Okay. Anything else going on out here? Up, not underneath the trees?
Out on the flats, there has been some jacks, a few cobia. There's been an occasional juvenile tarpon rolling in the troughs, but they haven't been consistent at all yet. Gets much better as you head south.
Well, as it happens to happen, that's what we're doing next. Wow. Cape Hayes.
We're heading south, huh? Cape Hayes, you got some Spanish mackerel, bonnet heads, actually just a variety of small sharks because black tips, black nose, hodgepodge out there on that big bar there. Been even a few incidental trout. One guy did say he skipped some pompano when he was cutting across there the other day, but could not hook any successfully. And then, of course, there's been a few ladyfish, too. Kind of a good little mixed bag of stuff. Is it exceptional? Eh. But if I was taking friends and family out just to bend the rod and have a good time, that's where I'd be fishing. Anywhere right in that general vicinity.
Then I reckon that'll work.
Yeah.
How about turtle and bull bays?
Oh, snook and redfish have been the most common thing. Turtle bay has had a lot more juvenile tarpon in it than bull, but they've both been having little juvies rolling around sporadically throughout the whole area. And then there has been still a few trout, but not very many. Starting to get a little too warm inside there. They're mostly on the outside.
How deep on the outside?
All the way out to like 7-8 feet. I had a guy catch a couple at Danger Reef straight out front there.
Really?
Yeah. He got one that was like 21 inches and then several other smaller ones in that, I don't know, I forget, 17, 18, something. They were all good fish.
So we got trout at Danger Reef.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's our next spot, Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Oh, yeah. Just Spanish mackerel and a few trout.
And the trout that we're catching out there, are they hugging the bottom or are they up with the mackerel?
No, he was catching them on the bottom.
Which is generally what you expect.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about trout that a lot of people overlook is that they're in the drum family. And while you do occasionally see drum schooling and feeding in the upper part of the water column, generally if they're not actively tightly schooling, they're feeding on the bottom. And right. Trout are no different.
Right.
You don't expect to catch croakers at the top of the water in the surf. You don't expect to catch whiting at the top of the water around the bridge. And you're not going to expect to catch trout at the top of the water at Danger Reef.
Right. They're all going to be bottom.
Gasparilla Sound and the Tailing Flats.
Oh, lots of little sharks. Spanish mackerel. Ladyfish. There's been a few bigger tarpon through there. And then, of course, up along the bushes and along the shoreline, anywhere, but mostly where there's moving water, you're finding a whole lot of small snook and a few decent redfish, like above slot size redfish when they're in season. Good little mixed gamut through that whole area. And the water's still fairly clean down there.
Bigger redfish, but smaller snook.
Yeah.
And the water's pretty clear?
Mm-hmm.
So how are we adapting to that?
No different, just fish it. They seem to be catching them on such a variety of stuff, from white bait to cut bait to shrimp, and you know, even some topwater lure action has been decent first thing in the morning, but they're just kind of all over the place there as far as what they're feeding on.
Gotcha, but they're still hungry despite the water being clear.
Correct.
So we're able to get away with some things that we might not otherwise
during
the season when the water is clear but the fish aren't as actively feeding.
Right.
I dig it.
And because it's so warm, they're a bit more aggressive, so.
Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, Gasparilla Pass.
Some small sharks, a lot of snook at night, mostly smaller guys. Spanish mackerel, some ladyfish. And there has been tarpon regularly through there. Mostly in the evenings, it seems like they're a little bit more productive or active, but they've been coming through there all day long.
So they're going through all the time, but feeding best at night?
Mm-hmm. That seems to be the better scenario.
Do you have an idea for what hours might be? When would you go tarpon fishing out there?
I'd be going out there around 5 o'clock.
So after 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
And then staying until?
As late as I could possibly stand it, personally. Because I know guys that have been going out at 2 o'clock in the morning trying to do that night feed out towards the passes and haven't had to leave the bridge at all because they're hooking fish there.
Dig it. Okie dokie. How about Lemon Bay?
I've got nothing there this week. Nothing at all. The couple guys I know that went fishing up there went offshore. So.
Yeah, that's a problem lately. Is that a lot of the guys that you were relying on for reports are doing something else.
Yeah.
But that's typical for this time of year. The Anger Pier, anybody been there?
Yeah, they've been getting a couple snook there at night. One guy did catch a 32-incher off there the other morning. He was on his way into work, he said, and he had to stop and make a few casts because he happened to get up a little early just to do it. Still getting some Spanish mackerel off of there. A couple of sharks. Mostly bonnet heads. That's about it.
Okay, how about the Venice Jetties and Sharky's Pier?
Been some good snook there at night.
At the jetties?
At the jetties. Yeah, the jetties and what's that, Caspersons Beach seem to be the two best places for beach fishing for snook in general. Sharky's Pier got a lot of Spanish on it. The jetties have had Spanish in and out of there fairly regularly. And that's about it. No snapper to speak of. No redfish or anything else that I've heard of. Pretty much snook and Spanish.
Okay. You know, we really don't have a spot here for surf fishing. Should we have?
Not really, because it encompasses the beaches.
Well, it does, but there's really not the beaches so much. I mean, I guess you could say Caspersen is down by Venice Jetties.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, but it's all in that general area, so it can be encompassed in, I guess.
I guess.
The surf fishing's too inconsistent to have its own little location.
Listen, I'm just asking the question.
I know. I'm giving you an answer. If you don't like the answer, don't ask the question.
I'm merely the typist here.
Stenographer? Is that what that is?
Stenographress, I think.
Stenographress. Okay.
Gulf of Mexico. Bottom fishing. Trolling. Reefs. Wrecks.
Oh, let's see. 140 feet to 160 feet is where they're catching the bigger red snapper. And the bigger gags, and definitely just nice red grouper.
Now, what about the smaller red snapper? How far out for that?
125 feet of water. 40, 45 miles. Basically, if you're not willing to run at least 50, you're going to be catching smaller red snapper. If it's safe enough, do the extra 5 or 10 miles. You'd be pleasantly surprised with almost doubling your size of your fish.
Oh, easily. Easily. That's not to say that you might not happen across a bigger fish,
sure,
in shallower water.
Absolutely.
But we're talking about consistency here.
Yeah, exactly. Been a few African pompano being caught out there, too. A couple oddball blackfin tuna. And then your snapper, your mangs, your lanes, and vermilions and all that are all completely segregated into their own pre-spawn groupings. So just because you don't catch any lanes in your usual lane spot doesn't mean it sucks. It just means they're spawning in some other spot. You move a half a mile away onto a different reef, and that's all you'll find is lanes and no mangs. And then the next spot is the same thing. It's all mangs and no lanes. You never know. It's best part about snapper fishing this time of year.
Then you go to another spot and there's no snapper at all because it's all lionfish down there.
Right.
Which you can't see.
No.
And don't catch.
Nope. Austin caught his first one down in the Keys.
That's cool.
Hook and line.
It happens.
It does. Just not common, but...
Well, usually there's so many little bait peckers down there that they get to it before the lionfish do. You ever watch lionfish in a fish tank? They're just so slow.
Yeah. Yeah, they're worse than a turtle.
Have we seen anything of mahi, wahoo, sails?
No. Couple of pictures of them, but no actual physical reports to tell me where or when.
Okay, and how about the barracuda and the permit?
The barracuda are on pretty much every reef from 3 miles all the way out to as far as you want to go. And then the permit have been out there, but they've been mostly small, you know, and super inconsistent. And I know you were saying that you've heard more of them towards the north, like Inglewood North or like Venice North?
Like Venice North. And more off Sarasota, too.
Yeah. Well, and to be honest with you, Sarasota and Tampa Bay have had a much better blue crab population this year than we have. That might be a small role into it, even though they feed on those past crabs.
Yeah, well, they feed on a lot of things. So, but definitely I would think that if you've got more blue crabs, that's just one more thing to eat up there.
Yeah.
It's not like they have less of anything, do they?
Nope, not that I know of. They seem to have a little bit more variety of food up there
this year. Other than snook, I've been hearing a lot of frustrated snook fishermen up there.
Because they're not on the beach either up there?
Not just not on the beach, but not in their transition areas.
Really?
Where they expect them to move to, you know. Talking with some of the guys on Facebook who are regulars up there and have been doing it for years are saying, you know, we've tried all of our usual spots and we've tried some of our unusual spots and it just doesn't seem like the fish are here right now. So.
That's a little strange.
Yeah, well, you know, little strange things happen. But snook are going gangbusters down here.
Yeah.
Maybe we got their fish.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I don't know.
They got our permit, we got their snook. Their trade?
Sure, why not?
How about the passes? We'll start with Punarasa.
Snook. That's about it. Redfish has got a lot more snook in it.
That's a very confusing statement.
It is.
Redfish pass has more snook in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they got up there at Captiva Pass, that's when you're starting to see more tarpon, along with the snook and some Spanish mackerel.
Okay. Well, that will take us all the way to Boca Grande Pass.
Lots and lots of tarpon. Some good Spanish mackerel. There has been some pretty decent snook along the surf near the passes on both Captiva or Cayo Costa side and the Boca Grande side. But I know that anyone who's been fishing for the snook along both sides, especially on the Boca Grande side, flipper has been absolutely just horrible there.
Ah.
I mean, a guy was throwing out baits for Jewfish there at the phosphate dock, and flipper kept trying to take it, trying to take his mullet, even his catfish. I'm like, okay.
Not ideal.
No.
Back me up a little bit to these lots and lots of tarpon. Just hanging out or eating and ready to catch?
They're catching them mostly in the morning. Early bite, like 3:30 in the morning until about 8 o'clock in the morning seems to be the most productivity in the pass itself. Going out along the beach and right on the intercoastal, they seem to be feeding a little bit better throughout the day, but it's still not like... I wouldn't say it's gangbusters by any stretch. Guys are really working pretty hard at it to get to land one or two fish and to hook two or three fish.
And is this a crab bite, or have we moved to bait fish?
Mostly crabs, but thread fins are working exceptionally well, too. So it's not bad, but it is not the best middle of the tarpon season that I've seen.
Okay.
I've seen some pretty cool video footage of some of the tarpon that are out there. Danny posted something yesterday from a drone, and there was, I mean, hundreds cruising across the flat, but I don't know if it was locally or somewhere else.
Right.
Didn't look like his boat.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to tell exactly where you're at. Drone footage can be so deceiving.
It can be, but there was a pile of fish. They basically looked like they were all on Johnson Shoal, if I were to pinpoint a spot.
Well, why don't you tell me about Matt Lachey Pass?
I got nothing over there.
No reports.
My usual guys have not given me any information there. They've been going out to go kayak fishing a few different times, but they have not called me back, so I'm assuming they did probably mediocre.
What have you heard about the south end of Pine Island Sound?
Some snook, some redfish, mostly all small, hitting live bait. And then on top of the bar, on the outside edge of the bar, you've been getting the sharks, ladyfish, and there has been a couple of cobia spotted over there. I don't know anyone that's hooked any, but they've been seeing a few over there on the outside of the bar.
Well, you know, seeing it is almost as good.
Almost.
At least you can tell somebody.
Yeah.
The north end of Pine Island Sound?
Some sharks being caught off the Boquillia Pier. A couple of snook being caught off the Boquillia Pier.
Shouldn't those be in Boquillia, though?
Isn't that where we're at? North end of Pine Island?
There's also a Jug Creek Shoal in Boquillia, which is a whole separate spot.
Oh, okay. Never mind, then. Carry on.
Do you have anything for the north end of Pine Island Sound?
Nope.
Like, you know, Rat Cat Keys area?
That's just all Spanish. Spanish is the main thing I've heard of. A few tarpon. And the miscellaneous sharks.
Miscellaneous. Should I just put misc?
Sure.
I like a challenge, though. Miscellaneous.
Yeah. I know.
I got it.
You did.
I got it.
You're pretty good that way.
All right, now, Jug Creek Shoal and Boquillia.
Oh, okay. Sharks being caught off the Boquillia Pier.
Big sharks, little sharks, medium sharks?
Mostly small to medium size, 3 to about 6 foot. Been some okay snook being caught off there at night. Guy got... This kid's been here for like 3 weeks, and he got a 42-inch snook off of there. And what else did he tell me? His wife, just came down because she was packing up the house because his job ended up starting 2 weeks earlier than it was supposed to. What else did he catch? He hooked probably a 10-foot saw off of there, too, while trying to fish for sharks.
Okay.
I'm like, you've been here for 2 weeks, and you've accomplished two things that could take 3 lifetimes to do. So do you realize you're probably not going to catch anything again now? And hopefully she's going to outfish you every time now.
Yep. You are owed a whole pile of catfish, buddy.
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
All right. So sharks and snook at the pier at night. Is that what we got going on?
Yeah. That's all I got. And then there's been some Spanish mackerel out there, too, if you're in a boat fishing around those sandbars and stuff.
All right, how about Burnstour and Tupine?
Oh, let's see. Burnstour. Mostly the bonnet heads and a lot of little snook and some redfish. Man, I moved that microphone just a little bit, changed everything up, didn't it?
It did.
That's kind of funny.
It's not a bad thing, except now I hear your beard all scratchy.
Right. It's kind of funny. What happens when you try to take the headset off to answer the phone.
That is a very, very picky microphone.
It is.
I know mine sounds terrible, but this is the best I can make it do. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get what you get.
Yes.
It's free. East Side Keys, Hobbs Point, Pirate Harbor.
Just some small snook over there and a couple of redfish. I have not heard a whole lot going through there at all.
Doesn't sound like you're real excited about this spot, Robert.
No, that whole east side has been like the weirdest summer / winter that I have seen.
All right, well then I almost hate to take it north, but I'm gonna. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
That's starting to slow way down. There's been a lot of juvenile tarpon popping up through there, but that's really about it.
Are they eating?
No, they're juvenile tarpon.
Hey, I gotta ask.
I know you do. What do you expect?
I expect them to not eat. I expected you to answer exactly that.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm putting in there. Juvenile tarpon that aren't eating, and that's all I'm putting.
Yep.
All right. Ponce de Leon Park.
Ponce de Leon's actually had some black drum coming through it. A lot of people staring at some of the bigger snook that have been hanging out there. Some smaller mangrove snapper. A kid did catch, I couldn't tell from the picture, but I'm guessing it was a baby bull shark. It looked like it was about 3.5 feet long or so. And then another guy said he actually saw a cobia and what he thinks is another small shark right there off the beach out front. He was out there weed fishing and didn't catch anything, but he saw those two go by. So.
Yeah. Not sure if I fully trust wade fishermen reports of things that swam by.
Right.
I've seen a lot of those.
Things that swim by?
Mm-hmm. It's very easy to misidentify both the size and the species when you're standing there in the water.
Yeah. Especially at about eyeball level.
Yep. Everything gets a lot bigger.
Yeah.
PGI canals and Punagorda.
A lot of little snook still being caught up in there. Juvenile tarpon are still rolling all over the place and not biting anything except for a couple people once in a while.
And crappie then, minnows.
Yep.
Did I say that out loud?
I don't know why you would say crappie minnows. That's weird. That's not tarpon minnows. What else is going on back in there? Black drum. And I really haven't had any reports of jacks this week, even though I'm sure there's some in there, but I can't say that I've heard of any. That's about it.
Okay. The Gilchrist Pier.
A couple of small bull sharks.
Well, that is a massive improvement over our last report, which was one small bull shark.
Yeah. Yeah. It was at least two. Might even be more than that by now.
So we're up over 100%.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. The fishing at Gilchrist Pier is twice as good as it was before.
Unlike Mike's 50%, right?
Yeah. We were doing the radio show this morning. We were talking to Mike about a 50% chance. And Captain Mike appears to believe that if there are two possibilities of something that could happen, it's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how that works, isn't it?
Yep.
Everything's a 50%
chance. Everything's a 50-50 chance. Either the phone is ringing or it's not ringing, which means there's a 50% chance it's ringing.
Right. Funny how that works.
He's a funny guy.
He is.
Alligator Creek Reef.
Just some Spanish mackerel. That's about it. I haven't heard of anything else. One short cobia that followed the Spanish mackerel up that a guy was fighting. And he said it was cute. He thought it was a remora at first, but then it hung out long enough for him to go, okay.
Yeah. And, of course, it's worth reminding people the definition of short cobia has changed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's officially, what, 36 inches yesterday?
36 inches to the fork in both state and federal waters as of July the 1st. So, what was a legal cobia 2 days ago is a short cobia by 3 inches now.
Right.
Be careful what you're keeping. If you measure them on a tape on the gunwale, you might want to take a magic marker and remark where it says cobia.
Yeah. That's no kidding.
All right. 20-foot holes.
Just Spanish mackerel and a few assorted sharks. People are seeing an occasional tarpon here or there, but there's not fishable numbers in the harbor yet.
Now, let's crystal ball it for a second. When do you think that might happen?
I think it's probably about to change here in about the next week or so, where they'll start trickling in more, because we're starting to see a few more thread fins moving inside, and the variety of glass minnows and scaled sardines that are kind of moving around. I think that's about where it's starting to get to. It's going to be close either way. I think by 2 weeks from now, they should be fishable numbers in the harbor, but last year they didn't show up in good numbers until late.
Well, and that's why it's a crystal ball, because it shows what might be. But the reason I ask is because just in case we don't get to do another one of these for 2 weeks, I want people to have some idea of what you anticipate will be happening going forward.
Right.
Is that Christina?
It is.
Hi, Christina. None of the rest of you get to see her because you're not here in person.
Right.
Nanner, nanner. All right, so we started talking a little bit about bait fish there. More thread fins are starting to move in. A lot of glass minnows are moving around. What else shall I put in this bait fish report?
That's about it.
No white bait?
Scaled sardines. Isn't that white bait?
Scaled sardines. Yes, that's white bait.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're out there. Marker one, marker two. Hodgepodge throughout the lower end of the harbor. There's been some really big white bait down there by Jug Creek. Like the guy was explaining it to me, and he was going like this. I'm like, those are thread fins. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure they're white bait. And he actually pulled out his camera or his phone and showed me a video of his live well. And yeah, they all appeared to be actually greenbacks.
Wow. Well, you don't see too much of that.
No. And he said he did the right thing. He actually let most of them go. He said he actually only kept like 30 of them because he was just going to go play around under some of the docks for some of the big snook.
Well, that's good because it's spawning season for them too.
Yeah.
And those bigger white bait make a lot more eggs than the little ones do.
Yes, they do.
We need more of those big ones around if we're going to have good numbers.
Yeah.
You got anything else going on in the bait fish world? Pinfish, Spanish sardines?
Nope.
Blue runners, squirrel fish,
nope,
mullet,
nope,
mud minnows, killifish, golden shiners, sheep's head minnows,
no,
nothing. Okay.
People aren't like you. They go out there and throw the net and hope it's a group of whatever, and then that's it. They're done.
Listen, I exhausted all the bait fish I could think of in that period of time.
They're not going to sneak back into the back bays to try to find mud minnows or sheep minnows or anything else minnow-ish.
Well, they should. Lots of fish like to eat those things.
Yeah, but it's a lot of effort just to catch a few, and that's what people don't like to do.
Yeah, I
guess. They want that instant gratification of catching 500 white baits to throw out and catch 50 snook that equal up to about 40 inches between the 50 of them.
Yeah.
Not really, but still tiny.
Still. When the total weight of the snook that you caught that day matches the total weight of the bait that you put in your live well.
Yeah.
You know? is that something to brag about?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's okay.
Caught 50 snook today? Let me see some pictures. Oh, I didn't bother taking any pictures. It wasn't that big of a deal.
We have moved on, and we are now in the freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, and lakes section.
Bass, shiners. Anywhere where there's spillway, moving water, culverts seem to be doing the best. But then some guys are starting to pick up a few more bluegill and some tilapia and Mayan cichlids. And those are mostly eaten on the small worms, or if you got like the small beetle spins, those are working fairly well too.
Ooh, I love a beetle spin.
Yeah.
Tilapia hitting the beetle spins too?
Yeah. Had a couple guys catch them on it.
Ooh, I need to go fishing. Small worms, you mean wigglers?
Yeah. Yeah, wigglers definitely seem to be the better way.
Now, can you use nightcrawler chunks? Of course you can.
Yes, you can.
I know you can. Of course, you get nightcrawler guts all over your fingers, which is disgusting.
Yeah.
Especially when you forget and reach for your sandwich.
Yeah. Nope. That's not good. That is, worm fingers are never fun.
Okay, and the tarpon reports.
Pretty much, if you want a shot at them, your best bet is going to be Boca Pass and the beaches. And then there are still quite a few fish cruising up and down the intercoastal from basically Sanibel all the way up, I'm sure, probably to Venice. But the more consistent reports out along the beach. Half a mile up to 5 miles out. I had a guy get into some fish at the beginning of the week, and he was between Novak and Tremblay and about a half a mile south.
Mm-hmm.
He hooked one. Saw hundreds, followed them for a couple miles, couldn't hook anymore, and then he gave up. But a lot of other guys have been seeing, chasing, and hooking out along the beaches.
What about inside the harbor? Is there any point?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I would not bother.
So, literally, it's Boca Grande Pass, and the adjacent beach is up to about 5 miles out. Now, how far north and south are we going on the beach?
I'm hearing them all the way up to Tampa Bay. As far as south goes, I'm not hearing of anything really further south than Sanibel, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's more further south down towards Fort Myers Beach and stuff, but mostly north. Gotcha. Best reports.
Okay.
And they're feeding pretty much on crabs and some thread fins. A couple guys have hooked them on swim baits, but it's been mostly crabs out on the beach. That's been their focus. It'll get fishier soon. Always, well, almost always does.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
You know, we talk a lot about transitions, almost too much. But that's because we're literally always in a transition.
Uh-huh.
And right now we're in that transition where tarpon are moving from spawning phase to recovery phase. And that means getting fed up because they're going to have to travel again, and they know it.
Yep.
So you got to put on some poundage. You got to fatten back up after your big orgy ordeal and make your plans to go back to Mako or wherever it is.
Right.
That particular individual tarpon's going.
Wherever it decides it wants to be.
Or maybe just stay here all winter.
Might.
Because why not?
Because it can.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that you would like to add to this fishing report, sir?
No, sir.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
100%?
People just need to be safe over the weekend.
It's a nutty, nutty weekend out there.
Yeah. You know,
but
take advantage of other days.
Yeah. You know, if you get your honeydew list done over the holiday weekend, then you have all that other time out there when other people can't go because they have to do the stuff on their lists.
Right.
So that's my philosophy. But then again, I'm a crowd avoider. So I get that some people just aren't. Some people can't have fun unless there's a bunch of other people around them also having fun. And while I don't quite understand that, I do understand that it's a thing.
It is.
So, I dig it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that pretty much wraps up this report. Thank you for sticking with us. And there's only one thing left to do, and that's say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.